Oh, when she's spoon and
Like a
I
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bye Reality.
Black Bye Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer currently writing about reality TV over at Pop Heist. I have a video of Jimmy answering a question from us, but first I wanted to talk about other things that we have going on the channel. For one, we are talking about Perfect Match Season 3. That's the season where A.D. Smith and Ollie Sutherland of Love is Blind UK fall in love. They are now engaged and expecting a child. So see how we react to their love story now. A guest on that series is Ty Laurie of Destination X, which, by the way, if you love Big Brother, you're gonna love Destination X. Josh Martinez, Big Brother winner, was on it. We talked to him twice on this channel, so you can also check that out. And we have the exit interviews of that cast. We also talked about the Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2. We have recaps, which you would enjoy if you're into that. And we just recently interviewed AJ and Brittany from that season. Quita Tinsley helped me out. It's our first joint interview. Very excited about that. And now Love is Blind UK is coming up and we're going to have AJ on as the co-host for that recap. So please subscribe and follow Black Bi Reality across all socials. Now to Big Brother 27 and Jimmy. I asked him, Mickey kept saying that she needed to keep telling herself that Jimmy was on a block because of his own actions. I asked him, does he think she said that in order to convince herself that, or she truly feels that way?
To convince herself. She was trying to rationalize why she put up one of her best friends in the house and one of her most trusted allies on the block. From anybody's perspective, it was a stupid move. It was bad gameplay and it was a flop of an HOH. It was a flop and it was a chop. Sorry, Mickey. But it was. And I think she really had to rationalize that to herself because I do think she understood after a certain point, she was making moves for other people in the game rather than making a move that was best for her game. At that period in time, Mickey breaking up the showmance and sending home somebody like Riley would have been the best move for her game, but she didn't like the optics of sending home somebody whose HOH she had just taken. And I do think at the end of the day, that's why I ended up on the block.
It's not surprising. Jimmy does think it was about convincing herself. He calls it a flop and a chop of a decision. I think most people would think that, not people very close to her, because it's very evident now. Mickey loves a yes man. If you are not yesing, that Aries is going to come after you hard. But after Jimmy's eviction, all of a sudden, she says that the new HOH has to go for the other side of the house now, and she doesn't want to get rid of people on her own side, and it's like, so you have learned. You'll never say that it was a mistake, but you have learned. Jimmy talks about her hesitancy around putting up Riley and Kat. That wasn't her only options. It really would have made fans angry at her. I don't think there would have been that many people in the house who would have come after her. But also we have to think about the thing that Jimmy is missing is Mickey's personal feelings towards Riley. She called him Brad Pitt in that first episode. And I think her being from Atlanta, Jimmy being how he wants to portray himself as like the Southern countryman with the cowboy hat, and he's going to do the chivalrous thing for his woman cat. I think Mickey resonates with that more than Jimmy. And she did make the comment that this was a faith-based decision. She was being very snarky with Morgan in the HOH room privately, saying Triple Threat was dead. Gay asp. Lots of people accused her of homophobia for that comment. I talked about it with my partner, and my partner's like, this is definitely homophobic, which pains me because I love rooting for Black women, and I'm just like, did she think it was a read? And then it comes across as that. Doesn't really matter. It's gross. But we'll see how Mickey moves forward. The Sunday episode reveals Ava is HOH. The other side is getting in the hot seat with Keanu, Vince, and Zach on the block for once. Jimmy says who he's rooting for, which is like Ava and Ashley and Rachel. And right now, they're doing pretty well. So let me know in the comments if you think Mickey was trying to convince herself as well, or she truly believes it. Now, Jimmy says it was a flop of a HOH, and anyone can see that. If she makes it to the final two chairs, do you think the jury will have the long-term memory and that read on it? I don't know. I can't trust this cast, but we will be back next week, hopefully with another video from an evicted house guest. Please subscribe to Black by Reality so you don't miss it. I hope you feel visible and stay visible. Bye.